Hello, hello, and God bless you. Thank you so much for watching, for listening. I'm Herbert McLean, Herbie Mac, I'm the Encourager. Hey, this is the day after the eclipse, and I'm just wondering, why are there some in the church who's criticizing the world for their excitement about the eclipse, and I want to talk about it. Is that okay? Your mind on Jesus, because what I'm about to say is a thunderous rebuke, and I wanted to make sure that when I speak this, that I am speaking in alignment with an indignation that is necessary and not offensive but corrective. So let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this thunder that has rose up in my spirit, and I pray that it comes across with the intentionality that you have destined for me to give here. I pray that it's taken in love, and I pray that they see what you have shown me as it relates to your revealed word and the motive of the church. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, I want to say in the beginning that the rapture of Jesus Christ, now that word rapture we know is not in the Bible. That's something that was added by scholars that created what we understand to be the return of Jesus Christ, or in the Greek, the parousia, when he comes the second time or his second advent. That's what is meant by the word rapture. But the way that we understand the second coming of Jesus Christ, that great resurrection is only, listen to me, it is only spiritually discerned by those who are spiritual, those who've been born again, those who are of the church. The world does not honor, does not expect, does not look forward to the rapture, because the rapture or the resurrection is only spiritually discerned. It is a spiritual belief. Okay? So the world doesn't know about the rapture. The world cannot comprehend the rapture. The world doesn't look forward to the rapture. The rapture is not real to the world. In fact, the rapture is a fairy tale to the people who are in the world. Okay, that's number one. But the eclipse that we just seen yesterday, that we beheld, is not spiritually discerned. It is a natural phenomenon that was created by God. The eclipse was created by God. So for you to downplay something that God created, you're missing an element of the true gospel that's revealed in the scripture. If you're criticizing the world for their excitement about the eclipse, which is a natural phenomenon created by God to get the attention of the world, and you're not embracing the eclipse, do you actually see the intention of God in all things that he created? And are you rightfully communicating that majesty of God to the world instead of criticizing them because they're excited about something that they should be excited about? Because their excitement reflects the glory of God and how God created this natural phenomenon to get the attention of the world, but there are some in the church that's criticizing the excitement of the world because of the eclipse. That doesn't make sense. Here's the question. Are you really propagating the gospel, or are you propagating your own opinion? Let's go to the scripture to verify this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 through 4, it says, our gospel is veiled. In other words, it's not disclosed, it's hidden. It's veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Okay, so we believe the Bible. The church believes the Bible, or should believe the Bible. The Bible tells you that the world is, the gospel is hidden to those of the world. It's veiled. They can't behold the glory of Jesus Christ as revealed as the light of the world in the gospel. So if the world cannot comprehend this spiritual phenomenon, and he's telling us that they can't comprehend, why would you criticize them from their lack of comprehension? But if you are on God's side and you are literally teaching the word of God, you will embrace the very creation of God that God created to use as an instrument to reveal his spiritual truth to the world. But you're criticizing them for beholding the glory of God in the eclipse. Doesn't make sense. Criticism does not win the world to Christ. Criticism does not unveil the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unbeliever. Criticism does not exalt Jesus Christ. Criticism is not the way of evangelism. Criticism does not make people want to like you. It makes people don't even want to be like you because you're criticizing them for something they are excited about, or you're making them feel less than and inferior to you because you can see the light of the gospel in Jesus Christ and they can't see it. And if you criticize them for that, what make you think they want to be like you? Or in fact, if you're criticizing the world, how is that going to be in cooperation with the Holy Spirit as it relates to evangelizing people and wanting them to come to know the truth of Jesus Christ? Criticism does not exalt Jesus Christ when the church criticizes the world. It doesn't exalt Jesus Christ. It doesn't make Jesus greater than who he already is. It doesn't even make you relevant to that person because you're criticizing them for something they can't see. Something they can't comprehend, right? Now, here it is. In Acts chapter 26, verse 18, it shows us that the only way that unbelievers can discern the spiritual truth of Jesus Christ is by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can unveil the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. You can't do it. No matter how much you talk, no matter how much you criticize, no matter how much you judge them, no matter what you say to them will have no effect on them if the Holy Spirit himself does not get involved with this activity. The Holy Spirit is not involved in your criticism. The Holy Spirit does not criticize the world for their excitement of the eclipse. The eclipse is a natural phenomenon created by God to get the attention of the world. So why would you criticize the fact that they are excited about the eclipse? Because if you knew the truth, then you would use the eclipse for what it really is and how it's revealed in the scripture. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will open their eyes in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ. So we need to understand this, that God reveals himself and his eternal power and his divine nature, listen, through the eclipse, not apart from the eclipse, because God made the eclipse. God designed the eclipse to take place in the earth for the purpose of revealing who he is, his attributes, his divine nature, his power of the created world. So why would you criticize the world for their excitement over the eclipse? And God ordained the eclipse to take place. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're not really radical for Christ. You're fanatical about your religion. And you want everybody to be like you. And you want to make it seem like you got something special that has not been revealed to the world. God reveals himself. Let me show you. God uses the solar system to witness about his eternal power. If you don't believe me, go to Romans chapter 1, verse 20. The Bible says, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, has been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. Ever since God created his earth, this earth, the world, the solar system and everything in it, it's a testimony of who God is. That's what it says. It says, in the things that have been made so that they are without excuse. A person is without excuse when they look up at the phenomenon of the eclipse. The devil is not glorified in the eclipse. The creator of the world, the creator of the universe is glorified in the eclipse. That's God's voice to the world. the world that the church or some of the church ain't reaching because you so caught up in your own thinking that you don't even see the real activity of God. You're blinded by religion and you're criticizing the world because they're excited about the eclipse. And you try to compare the rapture with the eclipse. You cannot compare the rapture with the eclipse. The rapture is only spiritually discerned. You got to be saved to value the rapture. You can't criticize the world because they don't value the rapture. You need to criticize yourself for not seeing why the eclipse is so important to the divine plan of God to the world. Because God is going to reach people that your religion can't reach. If you don't believe me, go to Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 through 2. The Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. It says, day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. Let me tell you something, beloved. I don't know why there's this segment of the church that somehow thinks that the creation, that God's creation is void of revelation, because it isn't. In fact, God's creation speaks every day to every man and every woman, every boy and every girl. And they are without excuse to behold that there is a God. And this God is great. This God is powerful. This God is magnificent. And there are people groping in the dark, trying to find out more about this God. But when you allow religion to replace the true gospel that's found in the book, you're not evangelizing, you're criticizing. In Psalms chapter 19, we've seen it, verse 1 and 2. The heavens declare. What are you talking about? The solar system. What are you talking about? The clouds. What are you talking about? The atmosphere. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the skies above proclaim his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. God is revealing himself through his creation, through the eclipse, through everything that was created. Why would you criticize the world for their excitement over something that God wants the world to see? That makes no sense. There's a difference between being radical for Christ and being fanatical. Here it is. Let me ask you this question. Are you trying to make people like you? Or are you trying to get people to conform to the image of the true Jesus Christ revealed in Scripture? Here it is. Are you ministering out of love, or are you ministering out of frustration? Because the beauty of God's creation is more powerful testimony than those who criticize unbelievers for not seeing what they cannot see. I'm going to tell you, it's time for us to pray and to ask the Holy Spirit to do the work that only he could do in the lives and in the minds of unbelievers. And instead of criticizing them because they're excited to see the eclipse, why don't you use the eclipse for its intended purpose? to point mankind to the creator of the eclipse. And then you would have access to the hearts and to the minds of the unbeliever to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, divine, inspired word, he will accompany his word and do what only he could do in the lives of those who are in the world that he's calling out of the world into his glorious kingdom. Criticism, beloved, is not a good element for evangelism. Well, I have done what God has called me to do in this message. I'm not going to belong the time. I'm not going to say any more than that was on my heart. But let me tell you, all of you eclipse lovers out there, I love the eclipse too. I am wooed and wowed at that phenomenon because I see the handiwork of God. I see him clearly outside of religious boundaries, outside of preconceived notions, outside of my own mental framework. I see the very fingerprint of God in the eclipse. And maybe you didn't. Maybe you just was like, wow, look at that. Can I tell you that God created that eclipse to get your attention? To put itself on display. And God sent me, Herbie Mack, the encourager, to encourage you to look beyond the eclipse into the hand of God. And I pray that the Holy Spirit takes you from God's hand of provision to God's heart of intimacy, that you get to know him. He has revealed himself clearly through creation. And he has revealed himself intimately through his son, Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus, you can get to know him today. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he lived, he died, and he rose again, that he now has all power, all authority in both heaven and in earth. If you believe that, the Bible says you will be saved. You will be adopted into the royal family of God. The Holy Spirit himself will come. He will live inside of you. And he will begin to guide you in all truth for your life. He will become so relevant in your world, in your mind, that your life will never be the same. It will go in a good direction, the best direction. It'll make your way straight. It'll make your path easy. All of everything will be taken care of by Jesus if you just trust him today. The eclipse was sent by God to get your attention, to bring you to the glorious throne of this great creator. His name is Yahweh. He sent his son Jesus into the world as a testimony that he loves us. He's the God of the eclipse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I pray right now for every heart, every mind that's listening, that listened to this argument for the truth, that you are the God of the eclipse. You are the God of the universe. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Father, for those who haven't seen the gospel with tender passion and faith, we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit enlightens them today. That you pour love and revelation into their minds right now, that they begin to see the beauty of who you are in the face of Jesus Christ. We believe that you are doing an illuminating work right now through the phenomenon of the eclipse and through the supernatural power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for doing what only you could do. Thank you for being God of the universe. Thank you for being close to us, that we can now know you and follow you and love you and talk to you and be with you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I pray that there was something said that has encouraged you today, that has changed your mind even about the eclipse. For more information about what I do, how I do it, you can go to herbiemack.org. There, I'll be waiting to encourage you. My purpose is to encourage the world one soul at a time with truth and love. I hope that you realize that everything I said today was because I love you and I want to see you grow in the knowledge of the truth. Well, until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.